And KVGC News Time is now 7 minutes after the hour. Well, topping the news today, less than 4 hours of testimony from two witnesses. Defense attorneys opted against calling Carl Carlson, the former Murphy's resident accused of killing his wife, Christina, in a 1991 house fire, to the stand on Wednesday, drawing the former Calaveras County man's murder trial to a close. After 11 days, an 8-hour video-recorded interrogation, a 4-hour audio interview, approximately 50 pieces of evidence, and 36 witnesses, testimony was completed in Carlson's murder trial in Calaveras County Superior Court. Visiting El Dorado County Superior Court Judge Thomas Smith dismissed the jury Wednesday morning, notifying them that this morning closing arguments would begin and then they would be excused to the jury room for deliberations. The trial began on January 8th, and after 3 days of jury selection, the prosecution began calling witnesses on January 14th. At the onset, both sides felt the trial would wrap by the end of this month.
Working on an anonymous tip, Amador County Combined Narcotics Task Force agents served a search warrant at two residences in Pioneer. With the info provided and evidence found on scene, two felony arrest warrants made for narcotic-related offenses and child endangerment. Christine Lorraine Mendez and David Kyle Price arrested on charges ranging from child cruelty with possible injury death, conspiracy to commit a crime, possession of marijuana for sale, importing marijuana into or out of the state, manufacturing a controlled substance, and child cruelty with possible injury death. Now, both were booked into the Amador County Jail. ACNET agents urge anyone who has witnessed or has knowledge of illicit drug activities to contact authorities.
And the governor yesterday reported that nearly three dozen high-profile measures across 90,000 acres to protect the state's most vulnerable communities from wildfire have been completed. Governor Newsom is referring to CAL FIRE's 45-day Community Wildfire Prevention and Mitigation Report in response to an executive order last March to identify areas, then plan and complete fuel reduction and wildfire risk management projects to put the state on a path towards long-term wildfire fire prevention and forest health. Now, Newsom told reporters, California isn't just waiting around for the next fire season. We are acting quickly with an emergency pace to protect communities most at risk and save lives before wildfires start. The impetus from Newsom's urgent action came in the aftermath of the Camp Fire, the Woolsey Fire, and the Carr Fire, among the most devastating and destructive fires in the state's history. It set CAL FIRE, National Guard, and California Conservation Corps crews working together at an emergency pace to complete what are typically multi-year projects in less than 1 year statewide.
Well, as the March primary draws closer in California, Calaveras Registrar of Voters, Rebecca Turner, says every registered Calaveras voter will be mailed a vote-by-mail ballot by February 3rd. You can return your ballot one of three ways: by mail, any Dropbox location, or visit one of the four vote centers. Voters can go to any vote center in the county to vote in person. All vote centers will have ADA-accessible ballot marking devices, Spanish-translated ballots, and staff on hand to provide assistance. If you have questions concerning the upcoming primary in Calaveras, visit the election department online. And Amador County will have three vote centers with six ballot drop-off stations. A voter can also return their ballot by postage-paid envelope. For a complete list of vote center or drop-off locations, visit the Amador election department online.
And those who haven't signed up for health insurance this year, you're going to find an unpleasant surprise when you file your taxes next year. The state Senate passed Bill 78, which went into effect at the first of the year. The bill requires Californians to sign up for health insurance or face a tax penalty. That penalty will either be a flat amount based on the number of uninsured in the household or based on the household's income. If uninsured, households are expected to pay at least $695 per adult and $347 per child. The penalty will be assessed from the California Franchise Tax Board when households file their 2020 state tax returns. Those that haven't applied for the health insurance, well, you better act soon. The deadline for Covered California is tomorrow.
excuse me, don't be alarmed if smoke comes from various spots in Douglas Flat or if you see it coming from various spots. That's Calaveras County Water District conducting a smoke test through its sewer system. The chance of smoke appearing at home is unlikely. According to the Water District, the smoke is non-toxic to people, pets, and household plants, but they do recommend against any prolonged exposure. The use of smoke allows the district to inspect main sewer lines and identify potential problems within them. Now, following a smoke check, Water District crews will make repairs and reduce the amount of infiltration and inflow entering the sewer system. Smoke checks are expected to occur through the week until 3 p.m. Friday. For more info, you can call the Calaveras Water District 754-3543 or visit them online, ccwd.org.
And that's a look at local news on this Gold Country Thursday morning. From the KVGC News Center,
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, you can always visit our website at kvgcradio.com.